Good morning, it's Friday, November 19th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Starting this week you can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Mostly cloudy with a daytime high of 47 degrees and an overnight low of 40 degrees. The weekend looks to be partly to mostly cloudy, with daytime temperatures in the high 40s and overnight lows in the 30s. An Amtrak route through Pierce County is back open, almost 4 years after a deadly train derailment. Amtrak Cascades trains traveled the Point Defiance bypass on Thursday, crossing on a trestle that spans Interstate 5 south of DuPont. The bridge was a scene of chaos in 2017 after the engine and nearly all its passenger cars derailed from a train that had just left a new station at Tacoma's Freight House Square. It was the inaugural run for the new corridor. The accident killed 3 people, injured 65 others, crushed vehicles on A5, and shut down the freeway for days. Investigators found fault with all 4 agencies involved in governing the track and service. Those agencies said they implemented new safety controls, upgraded training, and fired those responsible for the lapses. 8 trains, including Amtrak Cascades and Coast Starlight, will use the bypass daily. Since the derailment, trains were using the historical route that goes along Tacoma's waterfront, underground through Ruston, along the shore past the Narrows and through Steilacoom. Alaska troopers are recruiting in Tacoma this weekend, hoping to lure applicants north with promises of high salaries and adventure. The Washington Hiring Days event is 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday at LeMay, America's Car Museum. State troopers and wildlife troopers will be on hand to answer questions, give presentations, and help with applications. It's the first out-of-state recruiting event the Alaska Department of Public Safety has held since the pandemic. The agency, which employs 417 sworn personnel, has about 50 vacancies and is looking to hire 30 or so. Lateral applicants will join a 16-week training academy in Sitka, and those without law enforcement experience will go through the academy next fall. Candidates with no law enforcement background or college degree have a starting salary of about $75,000. Those with 1 year of experience start at more than $80,000, and applicants with 6 years start around $100,000. There is no COVID-19 vaccination requirement for state employees in Alaska. 2 recent apartment sales are once again spotlighting the rising prices for Tacoma real estate. First, there's the Grand Pacific Apartments on South D Street. The $11 million construction project launched in 2019, replacing the historic Pacific Lanes Bowling Center, which operated for some 60 years. The site consists of 134 units, and a mix of market-rate and affordable apartments, qualifying for a 12-year multifamily property tax exemption in 2019. Redevelopment of the site was contentious, with neighbors worried about traffic, air quality, and noise issues. The apartments opened earlier this year, with rents starting at $1,210 for a one-bedroom apartment and $1,475 for 2 bedrooms. There's also the Avery on Pearl, which sold in October for $98 million. The 3-story complex built in 1989 has 330 units of 1 to 3 bedrooms, with rents ranging from $1,440 to $2,330. The man behind a street newspaper that seemed to be everywhere in Seattle is bringing his work to Tacoma. Tim Harris launched the paper, Real Change, in 1994. It focuses on the perspectives of people experiencing homelessness, and it employs homeless and low-income individuals to sell issues at a substantial profit. Real Change is now a regional force, known for hard-hitting journalism and its homelessness advocacy efforts as a nonprofit. Seattle even declared January 11th, Tim Harris Day last year. Harris now lives in Tacoma and recently debuted the website for a publication he calls Dignity City. He hopes it humanizes those living on the street and helps solve the homelessness crisis. The goal is to start in Tacoma and Pierce County, with monthly magazine-style issues on the street by next year. Harris hopes Dignity City will be statewide in 3 to 5 years, with plans to add paid staff, including journalists. The Bethel Braves are now the Bethel Bison. The mascot change at Bethel High School in Spanaway comes after a months-long process. It complies with a new law passed by the state legislature that took effect July 25, and states that beginning January 1, public schools may not use Native American names, symbols, or images as school mascots, logos, or team names. When the bill was introduced, at least 30 schools in Washington used Native-related names as mascots or logos. Bethel set out a public survey and created a committee of students, staff, and community members to come up with new mascot options. The committee presented its recommendation to the board on November 9, saying, quote, "By choosing the bison as our new mascot, we celebrate the strength of the community, by choosing North America's largest land animal." The Bethel School Board thanked the commission for its work and unanimously approved the change 4-0. A woman accused of dealing fentanyl and other drugs in Pierce County is facing criminal charges. Pierce County deputies arrested the 25-year-old in South Hill after a two-month investigation. Officers said they found 3,000 fentanyl pills, 300 Xanax pills, and $9,000 in cash in her apartment in Auburn. Deputies also said when they arrested her, she was in a stolen car. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported in August that fentanyl-related overdose deaths were on the rise in Pierce County, following state and national trends. The health department said there were 55 fentanyl-related deaths from January to June 2021. Police want to find the man in a jewelry store armed robbery who sparked reports of a shooting at the Tacoma Mall. Shoppers called 911 Tuesday reporting they heard gunfire. Police said what they actually heard was the robber smashing glass cases. Employees called police to report that someone robbed their store at gunpoint. Soon after, police began receiving calls of shots fired inside the mall. Officers soon learned this was incorrect. Police said a man who appeared to be in his 20s walked into the business and pointed a gun at employees, then smashed a glass case that held jewelry. A Tacoma Police Department spokesperson said the robber got away with gold chains. "Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!